Yo, it is Clefstone. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Why'd you turn off the lights? Anyway, we are going to have a great show today. We have many guests, and they go by the names of... Go ahead. Do your intros.
Fuego.
Fuego.
Yo, it's Papa B.
Papa B.
Nani.
Nani. Anyway, we're going to go straight to some music, because we also... Oh. Go ahead. I don't know if that mic is... talk to Nani's mic, yeah. Because I had to switch the setup. They don't have the second mic up.
It's your boy, El Cipote.
El Cipote back in the building. But anyway, we're going to have some cool tunes, mainly Drake ones, I think, for the time being. So thank you for tuning in. A classic. Not to get confused. Cluster. On blah, blah. You all I ever wanted. We could do it real big, bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything, other hoes ain't never on it. I want this forever, I swear I could spend whatever on it. Cause she hold me down every time I hit up. When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it till she give it up. And I say the same thing every single time. I say you the fucking best, you the fucking best, you the fucking best, you the fucking best. You the best I ever had, best I ever had, best I ever had, best I ever had. I say you the fucking. No, you got a roommate, call me when there's no one there. Put the key under the mat and you know I'll be over there. I be over there, shout it, I be over there. I be hitting all the spots that you ain't even know was there. And y'all don't even have to ask twice. You could have my heart or we could share it like the last slice. Always felt like you were so accustomed to the fast life. Have a nigga thinking that he met you in a past life. Sweatpants, hair tied, chilling with no makeup on. That's when you're the prettiest, I hope that y'all don't take it wrong. Y'all don't even trip when friends say you ain't bringing Drake along. You know that I'm working, I'll be there soon as I make it home. And she a patient in my waiting room. Never pay attention to the rumors and what they assume. And until them girls prove it, I'm the one to never get confused with. Cause baby, you my everything. You all I ever wanted. We could do it real big, bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything, other hoes ain't never on it. I want this forever, I swear I could spend whatever on it. Cause she hold me down every time I hit up. When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it till she give it up. And I say the same thing every single time. I say you the fucking best, you the fucking best. Best. You the fucking best, you the fucking best. You the best I ever had, best I ever had, best I ever had, best I ever had. I say you the fucking sex, love, pain, baby, I be on that tank shit. Buzz so big, I could probably sell a blank disc. When my album drop, bitches will buy it for the picture. And niggas will buy it too and claim they got it for their sister. Magazine, paper, girl, but money ain't the issue. They bring dinner to my room and ask me to initial. She call me the referee cause I be so official. My shirt ain't got no stripes, but I can make your pussy whistle like the Andy Griffith theme song. And who told you to put them jeans on? Double cup love, you the one I lean on. Feeling for a fix, then you should really get your fiend on. Yeah, just know my condo is the crack spot. Every single show she out there repping like a mascot. Get it from the back and make your fucking bra strap pop. All up in your slot till a nigga hit the jackpot. You all I ever wanted. We could do it real big, bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything, other hoes ain't never on it. I want this forever, I swear I could spend whatever on it. Cause she hold me down every time I hit up. When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it till she give it up. And I say the same thing every single time. Back, everybody.
You know a lot of girls.
The tracks are over, and we are back. Everybody's back. We got all four mics, so now we can do a proper introduction with everybody's mic since the setup is correct. It's about that. Please speak out of your thing. That's not up to me. That's up to your switch, wherever the knob is. I don't know.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah, we're good.
We're good? All right, do your proper introduction since you have now a working mic.
All right, it's your boy, El Cipote.
El Cipote in the flesh, that is right. And as you heard, that was a Drake song. And we're going to have some... Drake songs playing a lot. I'd call it a power hour, but yeah, it's not only Drake songs. We're all putting a couple of things in between to not make it just Drake songs. Cause that
shout out to the Raptors.
Shout out to the shout out to
definitely
the
definitely shout out to
shout Raptors. Out to Kawhi Leonard and all the folks. We might get simpy because of the Drake vibes, you know.
What sport is this?
Oh, wow. We're going to continue on to some music, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Klefsa's show. That was... Woo!
You see, the songs, though, is what I do. Is write the songs and sing them.
Therefore, it's all pure feeling. What we're playing is complete honesty.
I'm just saying, if you can trace the origin of your fear, it will disappear.
My thoughts, dreams, plots, and my schemes. That's what's on my mind when I toss in my sleep. My heart like my pen when I jot and it bleed. My cart full of sin when I shop, it's a spree. I got some new leaves, I'm like, what's the word with you, sir? You just moss on a tree, I'm not concerned with you. I lead a curb when I'm crossing the street. I'm watching out for the mark of the beast. The badge on the policeman. Black carpenter pants, a half ounce in them. Another half ounce in my fleece. And on the count of this, go ahead and count me out of this. I'm out with the breeze. I'm dodging county, it's 1,000 degrees. It's back alley shit, my nigga. Look, my eyes wide open, I'm sleepy, I'm on the highway. Paul Giamatti, a nigga was sitting sideways. A bubble in a scully when traveling through the tri-state. In trouble, play the gun here, clapping and make my mind race. Back and forth, I place forth, keep your torch, got your morsels on my plate. Motherfucker, I wasn't born, mama snatched me off the motherfucking stork on a Friday. Say that shit to my face.
If you listen sometimes, you can get a whole conversation through with maybe about 2 bars of a song sometimes.
For me, knowledge is heaven. If I learn something, that makes me...
Still learning?
Yeah. I learned something the other night. I learned something last night.
Woo! We are listening to Klefsa, Diamond Cut Trenches, and we're back with everybody after that little mishap, but we're all doing fine now.
Deeks.
That's a chant we do because Fuego's real name, which everybody knows, it's kind of easy. We don't, because his name could be nicknamed into Deegs, and his name is Fuego, so you can kind of guess what his name is. I won't say. He's also from San Diego, which is ironic, but but shouts out to Drake Semi Power Hour. That was not a Drake song, but the next song is a Drake song. And many songs throughout this hour will be.
Shouts out to Rana. Bro, Diego, can you inform us what game we're referring to?
Name the sport, please.
Name the sport.
Basketball.
Basketball. Hey. Attaboy. That's what we like now to hear. That is like. I don't know how he. I mean, we've done this exam, right? Where we ask him, can he name 5 NBA teams?
We've done it multiple
sometimes. Yeah, multiple exams.
I'd rather not do that right now.
No, not right now. It's fine. It's fine. But we've done it multiple times. He's gotten it once, I think, only out of like the 3 times we've tested him.
I think once, yeah.
Once.
Yeah.
But we also give him like hints. I think that one he had no hints, right? Though that one time.
Yeah. I think once he got 5, like no hints.
Right. Okay.
Point, yeah.
But a lot of times when we try to give him hints is when he is just like it's done.
The
he
hints don't, yeah. The hints don't really lead to
anything
too much. So
I remember one time he's like, Chicago has a team, right? It's like, yeah. It's like, I don't know. And then we kind of like we say, like, yo, just say something. It's like, nah. What if it's wrong? It's like, it's fine. We're talking like that for 10 minutes, and he said Chicago Bulls. Like, you know, you knew the whole time, but you didn't want to say it.
I wasn't sure.
Sad.
I wasn't sure. I mean, we weren't giving penalties for saying the wrong thing, though. There was no.
I just didn't know. I don't know what to say.
But anyway, we always put Fuegs on the spot. It's fine. But we also have people who don't come here as often, because Fuegs has probably been here the most out of anybody. Aside from me, obviously.
Too many times.
Too many. When was it too many?
He
what was the threshold?
Yeah. Every time I'm here with him, he says too many times.
It's because Greg is here. It's a little too much for me.
Oh, all right. Also,
what does that even mean?
For people who don't know what...
Cats
like,
out the box.
Currently... El Cipota has his own mic, Nani has his own mic, but Papa B and Fuegs, who are bickering right now, had the same mic. They're
is
sharing
that
a mic.
Though?
That wasn't really bickering, but you know, he gave a little shade. Fuegs and
well, me and Diggs are like, he's still a little bitter. I think like we were playing basketball and
he injured you, right?
I'm saying he like I got the best of him, you know.
They won twice.
Yeah.
Fuegs was in the losing team
both
twice.
Matchups, yeah.
Probably clutch in the post.
Fouls, it's kind of rough.
Hey, I mean, you fouled me. You injured me, bro.
We were playing street ball at that point.
Yeah,
so
it was definitely.
I saw him bite his hand. It was crazy. But we're going to go back to some music. I'm not serious. But, El Cipote, can you tell us the artist that you chose?
All right, this is Drake.
That's right. It is Drake because it is Drake Power. Thank you for tuning in so far. This is Clefs of Diamond Cut Trenches. We're going to play some Drizzy Drake.
Lakewood means rewind. A gunshot means forward. You requested it, so we rewind.
Yeah. Way, way, way up. Turn it all up. Yeah. Look. I got enemies, got a lot of enemies. Got a lot of people trying to drain me of my energy. They trying to take away from a nigga. Fucking with the kid and pray for your nigga. I got girls in real life trying to fuck up my day. Fuck going online, that ain't part of my day. I got real shit popping with my family too. I got niggas that can never leave Canada too. I got two mortgages, 30 million in total. I got niggas that are still trying fucking me over. I got rap niggas that I gotta act like I like. But my acting days are over, fuck them niggas for life. Yeah, I got enemies, got a lot of enemies. Got a lot of people trying to drain me of this energy. Trying to take away from a nigga. Fucking with the kid and pray for your nigga. I got people talking down, man, like I give a fuck. I bought this one a purse, I bought this one a truck. I bought this one a house, I bought this one a mall. I keep buying shit, just make sure you keep track of it all. I got bitches asking me about the code for the Wi-Fi, so they can talk about their timeline and show me pictures of their friends, just to tell me they ain't really friends. Ex-girl, she the female version of me. I got strippers in my life, but they virgins to me. I hear everybody talking about what they gon' be. I got high hopes for you niggas, we gon' see. I got money in the court, so all my niggas are free. About to call your ass a Uber, I got somewhere to be. I hear fairy tales about how they gon' run up on me. Well, run up when you see me, then we gon' see. I got enemies, got a lot of enemies. Got a lot of people trying to drain me of this energy. Trying to take away from a nigga. Fucking with the kid and pray for your nigga. Yeah. Yeah. Nah, fuck all of you niggas, I ain't finished. Y'all don't wanna hear me say it's a go. Y'all don't wanna see win-win 50 or woe. I got real ones living past Kennedy Row. I got real ones with me everywhere that I go. I'm trying to tell you, I got enemies, got a lot of enemies. Every time I see them, something wrong with their memory. Trying to take away from a nigga. So tired of saving all these niggas, Mike.
We are back, everybody. That was Energy by Drake. Shouts out America and Canada.
Shouts out.
And all the likes. But I have a topic. For people, I guess, listening, can you tell me, is it okay if a ref daps up a player after he, like, makes a cool shot? After making, like, a semi-difficult shot? Is that okay?
Sure.
I want to know. Can you guys answer the question?
You know, I think in the circumstances we were playing in, yeah. But, like, in a real game, probably not.
All right. I'm just saying in general, so I guess probably not.
No, I feel like even in that, like, environment, it was not okay.
Okay, and they're sharing the mic. They're opposing views.
Yeah,
okay.
It's just because, like, I don't know. In that moment, it just seemed like... Because he was kind of making calls in the game, too. So
that's true.
At that point, he was a functional ref, you know?
Yeah.
So, and he was just dapping up, like...
A player?
Yeah, I don't know.
After making a shot, too, right? He was cheering with him. He's like, yeah.
Me, personally, I disagree with that action.
How about you, Nani?
I wasn't there for the game.
No, but in general, you know, a ref in any sport.
I don't think so.
All right.
Like, it shows, like, bias, dog. He's like,
yeah, man. That's
all right, I want to hear, now that. I want to hear El Cipote's interesting opinion probably on this.
As the ref in question?
No. Just, like, in general, I'm saying.
I think it's okay. You know, maybe the ref wants to get a little hyped up. You know, someone landed a good
They don't
want to
get emotional, though. That's the point of the ref. In.
What if the ref is your roommate, though?
Why would that happen? Why would the ref...
Because you're already close. Like, I think it's chill.
Yeah, exactly. See, it's okay. Sometimes
but I've
in
been,
different situations...
I've also been your... I also live with that guy. And then I've been your roommate in the past. That doesn't really...
Well, I live with each other here. except for
to some extent.
Yeah,
to some extent.
But this this guy, no, that's. I don't know if that really goes into play.
I think it's okay.
Nah.
Shout out to Hype Raps.
Nah, cut that.
Right. Shout out. But okay, in general, the consensus is that is not okay.
You were split. Oh yeah, three to two. Yeah.
3-2.
3-2. Yeah.
Yeah. 3-2.
Who was the second?
Well, Eric. If we count the DJ.
The host. Yeah.
The host.
What did Eric say?
I agree. It shouldn't happen. Oh, okay. It shouldn't happen. Yeah.
So.
There's wait, only, so that's us
it's
three,
only
right?
One. It's only one in favor.
Two.
Because you said no.
He's
wait, Diego.
I thought you said in general it's not a good thing. He said in general it's okay.
Yeah. He said, I mean,
you said in general.
Yeah, he said in general.
No, in that circumstance, it's okay.
Oh, you said it's, you're saying it's always
professionally.
Fine?
No, like in the circumstance, yeah.
No, we're not talking about the circumstance. It's general. He's saying it's okay in general.
Like in all games, not just one.
Yeah, all games.
Nah.
All right, then okay, it's 4-1,
guys.
And the ref in question is the one. He did who's earlier, yeah.
I'm sorry, dude. I just got into it, man. I don't know.
He can't dub up players like, after making it. I don't know. But we're going to go back to some music. We're going to play some not Drake and then Drake at right after that, if that's okay with everybody. Is that okay? I'm waiting for a response. Hello?
We got London on the track.
I'ma pull up on a nigga, bitch. Him my bitch will shoot. I got 20 chains on me. They gon' chill just like some deal.
Sheesh, sheesh, yeah.
Nigga, no, they get the memo.
They get the what?
Said them right, they know the memo.
Stuck it.
Nigga, stop playing, you know the memo.
They know
the memo. Yeah, look at what she said, she know the memo. Check my bag, filled with cash, nigga. Smooth, 100 bands in my pants. Check the stash, nigga.
Hey, yeah, she bad. Right at last, nose a red.
Hey,
break her heart, write your name like a cash. Yeah,
Prince and condo belt is not no grass. No, take it out the cat and beat that ass. Whoa, ew, when you cut my juice, I'ma pull up and shoot. And I do my shopping on Baron on Tuesday. If they pull up and I'm fucking, I'ma still show love what it do. Ride around with ugly duckling, we just put 2 cents on the booth.
That's a boo, got it.
Man, I'm so high, I think I just seen a UFO with them troops.
Bitches just see us and smile like what it do.
I'ma pull up on a nigga, bitch, and my bitch will shoot. I got 20 chains on me, they gon' chill just like some deal.
She know the
I don't play on Arthur, but I'm moonwalking. I know who gon' catch your body, I know who rockin'. When I die, I want a 100 vests inside my casket. I drink egg, I smoke that gas, I smoke that loud siren.
Woo, woo, yeah.
I take Miley with a YSL memo.
Slate.
I supply them with them bricks and bell memo.
Woo!
Hungin' money, nigga, can't you tell?
Hell yeah!
Only silver like a handcuff, no jail memo.
I'm so fresh, they wanna pick.
Pull up on them suckers, kickin' shit in with the shit. I thought you were rich, but you so broke, I don't know shit. My big brother, babe, bro, told me I was gonna be the shit. So let it get the memo.
Memo, shouts out Thugger, and all the likes and all the Drake collaborators. Not all of them. Some of them are bad humans. Drake is also kind of weird. Oh, and we might also have another guest. You can go ahead. Just move from there if you're gonna answer. Someone's taking a phone call. We might have another guest. But anyway,
oof.
I want to ask you actually because Even though I play Young Thug, I'm a big fan and such. But there's almost like a mega fan in the room, and that happens to be Fuego.
Yep.
Now, Fuego, can you tell me why you like Thugger so much? What's like? What's the appeal? What do you get
is
into?
Is it his voice?
It's partly his voice. Partly like his music.
What about his music, though? I mean, that's well, a lot
He's known as a mumble rapper, right?
Right, yeah.
In some occasions.
Okay. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, I kind of like that.
You kind of love the mumbling.
I feel like I myself mumble sometimes.
Sometimes?
So, like, I can relate to Young Thug.
Oh, yeah, a housemate's trying to call out the,
I mean,
the guy.
It's pretty common for me.
It's true.
And I like the way Young Thug, I don't know, I like the way his music sounds. I like.
Okay.
I like the mumble rap.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of my thing.
Interesting. It gets you hype or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
He gets hype.
Oh,
yeah.
Also, we need to teach Fuegs another dance move, because he's been doing the same one
for like
a while
now. Years.
He used to know more. I don't know what happened. Now it's just
I think
only one thing now.
I mean, it works for him, right?
It's the default.
To some extent. It hasn't worked in a while. Yeah, he's been stuck on the a semi-Milli Rock he's been doing.
It's like variations.
But he's kind of like he's like a variation of it that works with kind of every occasion. Like, homies be playing, like, we'll go to a function, kind of music, homies be playing bachata or whatever, I'm like, doing my four-step side to side, but then homies is doing the average Milli Rock two-step, I'm like, what's going on?
At a party, it's just like my go-to move for some reason.
Not even at a party, it's just, now it's
in
everything.
In general.
Yeah.
I think it's turning like, it's like muscle memory.
It's almost, I feel like it's almost like a crutch, you gotta... you used to do a lot. Now it's just literally one. You guys don't understand. It's kind of weird. How do you just do that? You forget how to dance anything else.
I just see him in the morning. He'd be like, brushing his teeth
in the shower.
I learned all my dancing from going to parties. So I think we should go to more parties to learn some more dance.
But we go to these parties. People don't do the Milli Rock, and that's what you do. You haven't learned in a minute.
We gotta host our own parties.
Where?
I don't know.
Can you do that in your new place by over there?
Yeah, somewhere where it's going to be lit and people will dance.
What's it called? Wright Avenue?
It's pretty far, though.
Right?
Yeah, it's kind of far.
Like David Wright.
Whoa. Yeah.
But anyway, we'll go back to some music. This next song was chosen by Papa B. What artist did you choose? Just artist.
I chose Drake.
That's right, Drake, because it is a Drake sort of semi-power hour. I hope you didn't hear that outburst from Fuegs, because that was pretty loud. It was towards my mic, but I hope everybody's having a great afternoon, evening.
Gotta do what I gotta do. All my exes live in Texas like I'm George Strait, or they go to Georgia State where tuition is handled by some random nigga that live in Atlanta that she only see when she feels obligated. Admitted it to me the first time we dated, but she was no angel and we never waited. I took her for sushi, she wanted to fuck, so we took it to go. Told him don't even plate it, and we never talked too much after I blew up. Just only hello her, happy belated. And I think I text her and told her I made it. And that's when she texted me and told me she prayed it. And that's when I text her and told her I love it. And right after text her and told her I'm faded, she asked, what have I learned since getting richer? I learned working with the negatives could make for better pictures. I learned Hennessy and enemies is one hell of a mixture. Even though it's fucked up, girl, I'm still fucking with you. Damn, is it the fall? Time for me to revisit the past. It's women to call, there's albums to drop, there's liquor involved, there's stories to tell, we've been through it all. Yeah. Interviews are like confessions. Get the fuck up out my dressing room, confusing me with questions like, do you love this shit? Are you high right now? Do you ever get nervous? Are you single? I heard you fuck your girl, is it true? You getting money? You think them niggas you with is with you? And I say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. And we say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. So much for being optimistic. They say love is in the air, so I hold my breath till my face turn purple. Keep a few bad bitches in my circle. My nuts hang like ain't no curfew. Bitch, if you wave, then I will serve you. I flew jet, she flew commercial, but we still met. Later that night, after my session, she came over. I was aggressive and she was sober. I gave her a pill, she started confessing and started undressing and asked me to hold her, and so I did. But that was last month, and now she's texting me asking for closure. Damn, she say this shit gon' catch up to me. I keep tissue paper. We eat each other whenever we at the dinner table. She say she hate that she love me, and
she wish I was average. Shit, sometimes I wish the same, and I wish she wasn't married. Promises, I hope I never break them. Met a female dragon, had a fire conversation, but interviews are like confessions. Get the fuck up out my bedroom, confusing me with questions like, do you love this shit? Are you high right now? Do you ever get nervous? Are you single? I heard you fuck your girl. Is it true? You getting money? You think the niggas you with is with you? And I say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. And we say, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, fucking right, alright. And we say, hell yeah, 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 hell yeah. Fucking right, damn right, alright, oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
On the radio, it usually blurs it.
Yeah, that's true. Right. We're back on. And
that is a very good point, I would say.
Yeah, it's an interesting question.
Good question.
We won't speak about it on the air, but it was an interesting dialogue. But actually, we should discuss on. I don't even know why. Is he coming or?
Yeah, I'll just be ready.
Okay. We're having our next guest come in. We're doing a Drake semi power hour, and we're sort of simpy, I guess, depending on the song. The next song that's going to be played is going to be very simpy, according to Foyegs. But don't you can't say the song,
no, right? No.
Not the title. You can't say it. What's not simpy? Now. It means sympathy, but like just getting like sad in your feels.
In your
like
feeling,
simping, you know, simping.
Bro.
Yeah. Mm. Don't be simping. Yeah.
I make you sad right now.
Huh?
Oh, whoa, the next song he chose is gonna make him sad. Is what he claims.
Sad.
But yeah, we chose. So earlier we're having a great photo shoot.
That is true.
I was taking pics of Nani and now who has left Papa B to get our other guests. But we were taking pics everywhere on campus. I feel like how many total pictures did I take?
It was like 200 and over 250.
Yeah, we did like sure. every like yeah. almost I mean, every possible,
including yours
like,
too.
Yeah, yeah, there's like a good like 20 of mine in there. But
beautiful.
We just went everywhere around campus. They were in their grad garb, and they're like just homies taking pictures. Check it out on Insta, on their accounts. I'll be like commented on a couple of them if you want to find them. If you have my Insta, but anyway.
You're blacks.
Flex.
It's a flex.
Yeah. It's a flex.
Looking good. Right? Yeah, looking good.
Oh, and for the people who can't see me, I bleached my hair. Also, that's a.
It's a beautiful
sight.
That's
a new. I personally don't like it too much, but I mean, I just wanted to do it.
It's an interesting sight.
All right. What?
It's an interesting sight.
It's an interesting. He don't like it.
I think it doesn't look that bad.
All right, like, that's up.
It looks good.
Calm down.
I mean, yeah,
it works.
I feel like Ben Wynn. Shouts out to Young Loxa.
Hey.
He's not listening, is he? Did he say he was going to tune in? Tell him. Message him or something. I don't know.
He rocked it once, and then he started wearing hats for the rest of the semester.
What?
Ben,
really?
Yeah.
Dang, Young Loxa just didn't want to. He had bleached his hair for a minute, and then he just wore hats every day.
What's the point of that?
I don't know. I'm wearing a hat right now, but I wasn't wearing a hat earlier, though. Yeah,
you
right?
found a hat.
I bought this hat today.
Found a nice hat.
It's pretty cheap. But anyway, we got it at some thrift store, Buffalo Exchange. It's like a chain. Yeah, they have them around.
Okay, yeah.
Shouts out to Nani for taking. But anyway, we're going to go back some music. The next song has no Drake. Sorry.
Got no hope. Who shot Tris up? Who shot the groove up? below those, and then we blew up. We blew up. Rest in peace, Vino. Rest in peace, Mick. Rest in peace, Miguel. Rest in peace, Chanel. Chanel ski mask. We living in hell.
We are back with the falsettos. It is back. The song's over. That was back. A short, very short song. Well, West Side Gun. That's right.
Skirt.
That's actually. So I know you guys know what ad-libs are, right, in songs, where we all know the topic of ad-libs, like when rappers, like, you know, like Migos go like, money, cash, you know, we all know, but West Side Gun only use a specific set of ad-libs. He only uses, skirt, that's one of them, skirt, he uses, boom, 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 it's always random and really long, or he goes, doo, doo, doo. So that's three.
Right.
That's three. And the only other one that I've ever seen him use, really, is grr. So that's three of them are guns, and one of them is a car.
Dang.
And the funny thing grr. Is, sometimes he has a weird ad-lib, but it's not really an ad-lib, but like when he's not rapping, sometimes he'll go, like, he did in his last song, la 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 la. Like, I don't know.
He's on him on a pier, dude.
Not no, bad. But the guy, his stuff is so hard. I don't know. I love him. That song was just literally a loop. That instrumental had nothing else, no effects. Just this, and it sounded
all natural.
Yeah, we
natural.
I like those kind of beats. I don't know. We talked about something like we talked about Thugger. Let's talk about those Avengers cumbia stuff that you enjoy so much. You love those versions, don't you, Nani?
Slabs. What can I say?
It's, it does. Slabs. You know, I'm not gonna lie. Those cumbia. What are the songs they got? They had a couple, right? There's a Halloween one.
It was
Halloween.
Avengers. There's Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
That's the cumbia. That's all I remember. Shamili rocked to that.
I could.
He was about to. I saw. Oh, he's Millie rocking right now, everybody.
Hey.
Oh, and we got our other
guests. So
we got our other guests. You should get one of these seats, I guess.
There's a chair here.
Oh, cool. Then share the mic with El Cipote. Can you announce yourself? Who are you?
Papi Chulo in the mix.
Papi Chulo.
Hey. So assertive. Hey.
Boop, boop, boop. but Papi Chulo just came from work. Where do you work, Papi Chulo?
I can't disclose that information.
All right, he can't disclose. That's fine. That's fine. That is totally
top
fine.
Secret,
that's the correct answer.
That is the correct. Is that your final answer?
Is it?
But I saw him at work today, and he gave me some free products from his place. Shouts out to him, right?
Facts.
Let's go.
Let's go.
The support.
At the hookup, you already know.
They even made me a...
Hookup where?
Like, at the place, it kind of made me a special order, actually. So, shouts out to them, right?
Yeah, shouts out to everybody.
Who worked at that establishment
first
that he can't disclose.
Yes.
He's also wearing the uniform, so it feels kind of weird that I can't say it, but I see it in front of me.
Don't let us live, bro.
All right. We'll talk about something else. Fwigs, where do you work? Is that okay if we disclose that?
Hey, whoa.
Hey. All right, Papa B, how about you?
Should we do a social security?
Yeah, we should also
exchange at this point.
All right, so first three numbers.
Yeah, let's stop exchanging personal.
Yo, what are you saying?
Hey, what's he saying?
Whoa.
He's saying his social security in the corner over here, man.
That's my phone number.
Oh, my.
Hey.
Oh, we can all hear
this
the music.
Whole track, dude.
Wait, do you also have a headset, Papi Chulo?
I don't, actually, but I'm in the space, so I feel like I can hear everybody.
Can you hear? I know, but the music playing is the only thing you can't hear.
Oh.
Someone just put a headset for a second. Just so you know, that's gonna be playing the whole background.
All right, well, this changes the conversation.
How?
Classic game.
I mean, we're talking about confidential social security numbers, and now
what game is it?
Super Mario Bros.
It's a different vibe.
Which one?
I think it's the first one.
Whoa.
No.
Hey, come on.
You got it?
Let me think.
Because he's played it. It's not. It's Super Mario World. It's the fourth
world?
One. The fourth one.
Never
mind. You got it. You almost got it. My favorite game. My favorite game. That's why I have it as a background. But anyway, we're going to go to the ad real quick because I totally almost forgot to do the sponsor of the hour, which is the special. I get to choose an ad, as some of you know, and I choose the same one every hour. So therefore, it's my sponsor.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
That was a sponsor of the hour, as many of us have heard. Sorry, we won't talk about it because I talked about it a lot of times in this. Yeah, school, build prisons, not schools.
Skirt.
.com, right? Now build schools, not prisons. But anyway, shouts out to America, because we've been talking for a while. We're going to go back to some music. Can you tell the artist you chose, Fwigs?
The Rake.
The Rake, that's right. You know, like the little pastries? The little the duck, Drake? Drake?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, shouts out to Drake, another Drake song. He said we were going to get sad, supposedly, so hopefully we're not too sad after this.
Start this motherfucking record over again. Wait a minute. Fuck that shit. Still on this motherfucking record. I'ma play this motherfucker for y'all. Hey, y'all get some more drinks going on. I sound a whole lot better.
Cleansing my soul of addiction for now, cause I'm falling apart. Yep. Tension between us just like picket fences. You got issues that I won't mention for now, cause we're falling apart. Passionate from miles away, passive with the things you say, passing up on my always. I can't blame you, no. No. Passionate from miles away, passive with the things you say, passing up on my always. I can't blame you, no. From a distance, I think we should rule out commitment for now, cause we're falling apart. Leaving, you're just doing that to get even. Don't pick up the pieces, just leave it for now. They keep falling apart. Passionate from miles away, passive with the things you say,
passing up on my old ways. I can't blame you, no. No. Passionate from miles away. Passive with the things you say. Passing up on my old ways. I can't blame you, no.
Everybody, Deegs.
I hope you're not sad.
Wait, what?
I said, I hope you're not sad.
Do you guys consider this a simpy song?
That was not a sad song.
Well, I wasn't even paying attention.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even know what song
it was. It was deep in thought, so I think I can.
I like the slow, the slowed down part. Makes me contemplate about stuff, but not like super sad, I think. I don't know.
Meh.
Oh, he said meh.
I think it's like
you be simping to this. You get in your feelings.
You think
like
on
like a
you be digging
you're driving
in
at night. Like I feel like it's a
okay.
Good, it's a
maybe
good
yeah.
That's okay.
Homies is like he's like just like after a function. He's not completely there, sitting on his bed listening, maybe crying.
Looking out
tears.
The window. Yeah.
Looking out the beating up that squirrel you want to beat up, right?
Whoa, what?
Thinking
the
about
story
that
behind
guy.
That.
So can you explain to the audience about this about this like this beef you have with this the squirrel? Make
squirrel.
Sure no cursing, right? Yeah, he gets emotional, okay. No cursing.
Let's learn about the squirrel.
Right, so
keep it concise.
I planted some tulips back in November, right? Because they take the whole winter to like hibernate. So they were sprouting up and everything, and I was excited in the spring.
I was excited too. I was like, oh, I can't wait to see the tulips.
They're coming out. One day I wake up, I look outside, and there's dirt everywhere, and then my plants are destroyed completely.
Okay, calm down.
And then
he's clenching the desk and the seat.
There's a hole dug into like the pot. It was in a little pot.
I can see his name.
It was like a deep hole. So like,
he's mad.
I was just mad because I knew it was a squirrel, and then it kept happening. Like I fixed it up and everything. It kind of survived like two sprouts. It survived for like a week.
But then you caught the squirrel, right?
Yeah, I saw the squirrel later eating my garlic. Like straight up eating it, and I saw it another day eating a slice of pizza.
Huh?
What?
How do you know it was the same squirrel?
How did it transition to that?
It eats on my porch, like that's his dinner table.
Wait, but okay, but is it was it? It wasn't a whole slice. So you had to describe. I saw the picture. It's not a whole slice of pizza.
It didn't have the crust.
Yeah, it was a decent chunk. What happened it was way less than a whole.
It doesn't like crust. That's it.
It's still hot.
I think it ate the crust.
This is a picky little
It likes pizza
squirrel,
and flowers, though. I know that.
It likes pizza with the crust
trap
and
it,
flowers.
You
said.
I hate it, man.
Why don't you trap it?
Yeah.
Yeah, get another slice of pizza.
Whenever we walk like towards his house after the gym or whatever, because Fuegs lives close to the gym, and sometimes we take that route towards his house.
Yeah.
Whenever he sees a squirrel, he assumes that that's squirrel, and he just like pretends to punch it. But we know he's a psychopath, so he doesn't touch him. He doesn't touch
We've
him.
Talked
I'm,
about
but he gets mad that he ate his plants, his garlic, and
it's
his.
Okay.
Yeah, you had to go through the whole winter. That's a long process.
Several months.
So not a whole month.
Maybe the next place.
But anyway, next song. Next song was chosen by Nani. Can you tell us who the artist is?
Meek Mill featuring.
Who's it featuring?
Drake.
Oh, of course. That's what we wanted
of
to
course,
hear. Everybody,
of course.
Everybody loves Drake. This is Drake power. We all love Drake, right, everybody?
Sure.
Mics are on.
Yeah.
It's debatable.
Jersey
all
right, Drake.
Who said that?
Whoa.
I
did.
Shouts out Toronto. Shouts out Raptors.
Shout out.
Yeah.
We there.
Back.
like cone smoking legal. I got more slaps than the Beatles. Foreign shit running on diesel, dawg. Playing with my name, that shit is lethal, dawg.
Who you see? What?
Don Corleone. Trust me, at the top it isn't lonely. Everybody acting like they know me, dawg. Don't just say it now, you gotta show me
what you gotta do.
Bring the clip back empty. You asked to see the ball, so they sent me, dawg. I just broke her off with a 10 piece, dawg. There ain't nothing, I'm just being friendly, dawg. It's just a little 10 piece for it, just to blow it in the mall. Doesn't mean that we involved. I just what? I just put a Richard on the card. I ain't going playing ball, but I'll show you how the fuck you gotta do it. If you really wanna fall till you fall when you're back against the wall, and a bunch of niggas need you to go away. Still going bad on them anyway. Saw you last night, but did it broad day. Yeah, a lot of murk caught me in a hard way. But got a sticky and I keep it at my dog's place. Girl, I left you loving magic, not saw shade. Still going bad on you anyway.
Whoa, whoa, ooh, whoa, whoa. I can feel like 80 rats in my Amiris. Me and Drizzy back to back is getting scary.
Back to back.
If you fucking with my eyes, just don't come near me.
Get out my way.
Put some bins all on your head like Jason Terry. Richard Millie, cuss a Lambo. Known to keep the better bitches on commando.
Salute.
Every time I'm in my trap, I move like Rambo. Ain't a neighborhood in Philly that I can't go.
That's a Fendi.
For real. She said, oh, you rich, rich.
You rich, rich.
Bitch, I graduated, call me Ben Fish.
Ballin'.
I got Lori Harry on my wish list.
That's Lori.
That's the only thing I want for Christmas.
Sorry.
I been in my way out, yeah, yeah, no, that's facts.
Facts.
You ain't living that shit you said, yeah, we know that's cap.
That's cap.
You ain't got to ask me when you see me, no, I'm straight. DTOVO, we back again, we going back.
Just a little 10 piece for it, just to blow it in the mall. Doesn't mean that we involved. I just what? I just put a Richard on the card. I ain't going playing ball, but I'll show you how the fuck you gotta do it. If you really wanna fall till you fall when you're back against the wall, and a bunch of niggas need you to go away. Still going bad on them anyway. Saw you last night, but did it broad day.
Hey, we're really wilding out in the studio. You can't hear this. Wait, yeah.
Deeks. Yo, remember that one time we just kept yelling Tufts?
We did.
At the
illumination ceremony. Yeah. For we all graduated.
Check out the video.
But Papi Chulo.
Yeah. We can show you the video at an undisclosed time and location.
That's true.
For sure.
Okay, can you show it to me now, though?
No.
No, after the show. After the show. We got you.
You good?
We got you. But anyway, the reason we did the Drake Power Hour is because we were doing the photo shoot, and me and Papa B started. When did it
was
come
at,
up?
At the sign, at the very end.
I know, it was the last location we took a picture. I almost got ran over.
No, you didn't.
I know, I took a picture in the middle of the street.
Hey. Don't be a YouTuber, dog.
Big story?
I'm a YouTuber. No, I'm just playing. I'd just be
He's
lying.
A blogger, bro.
I'd just be lying. I just took a picture when I was in the middle of the street taking a picture of them. Anyway, I did it just to mess around. I didn't need to do that. Yeah. But anyway, Papa B, what were you speaking about? How did it come up? That's how this all started.
I mean, it just, I don't know, man. Somewhere or another, we just started talking about Drake. And specifically, best song I ever had, right? Yeah.
We're talking
best
about, like, old songs that, like...
Yeah, in general. Yeah. Old Drake. Like, from middle school, we thought... saying, like, oh, best I ever
I
had.
I found, no, it's because I, like, something reminded me of another song, and I was like, yeah, that was one of the best songs to work out to in, like, 2011.
Like
I said something like that. And then you, like, got reminded of Best I Ever Had.
Yeah.
So that's
and
how
the beat.
And then,
yeah.
So when we chose songs, because I let my guest choose a song, I already had Best I Ever Had in, like, the mix, but then Papa B chose first, and he put HYFR, and I was like, oh, that's already another Drake song. So, oh, Drake Power then? And then it's all history.
Nice.
We're
here now.
And we're here now, and you listen to everybody but last person. But before we announce the song, this is probably the last time you'll see us. It is 10:54. Can we all do our quick sign-offs? Because there's a lot of us, and we have to do our... I mean, don't do it quick, but I'm just saying we're doing it this early. There's a fire truck outside. But anyway, go ahead, Fwegs, do your sign-off.
All right, have a good night, y'all. Learn some dance moves, and take care. This is Fwego.
Hey, it's Papa B. I'm out, y'all.
He's out.
It's Nani.
Peace.
Peace.
El Cipote goes to Goodnight. All right.
And we got
Papi Chulo. You see me on the street, say what's up. Hey.
Hey. All right. And Papi Chulo, can you tell us who is the artist in this last song? What artist is it? Don't say the name of the song, just the artist.
Drake.
That's right. It is Drake.
With a Ty Dolla $ign.
Okay. Okay, but if I'm... As we continue on, and this is our last song, this is Clefsta, and you're listening to Diamond Cut Trenches on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in. This is your cutest host from coast to coast. Thank you for tuning in. I'm gonna need you to calm down, Papi Chulo, all right? I'm gonna need you to calm down, but I'm just messing around. This is gonna be the last. Yeah, it'll be the last song. But thanks for tuning in, everybody. I'm not the biggest fan of Drake, by the way.
In a whip so low, no one's gotta know. Knocking at your door, I don't gotta work anymore. You can put your phone down, you're gonna need two hands. You can't get enough, girl, you know I set it up for after dark.
Late night, like left eye, I'm creeping. Assuming the worst, cause I haven't heard from you all weekend. Your silence is driving me up the wall, up the wall. I cannot tell if you're ducking calls or missing calls, cause you've been so patient. I drink on the job and smoke on the job, so I don't know how serious you take it. Can't offer much more, you've heard it before. That narrative for me isn't changing. I wanna make you a priority. I wanna let you know there's more to me. I wanna have your faith restored in me. I'll be on my way.
In a whip so low, no one's gotta know.
No one's gotta know.
Knocking at your door, I don't gotta work anymore.
I don't gotta work no more.
You can put your phone down, you're gonna need two hands. You can't get enough, girl, you know I set it up.
They not me and you, got you wet like the pool, and I'm tryna dive in, put some time in, yeah. Get the vibe right, get your mind right, it's gon' be a long night. Ooh yeah, put your feet in this water, don't wanna get your hair wet. Hooked up a couple times, we ain't took it there yet. You broke up with your man and ain't been with nobody else. You like, keep it to yourself. He did you wrong, he left you down bad. Now you can't trust nobody. You said do anything, but just don't lie to me. I said I'd ride for you, girl. I said you'd ride for me. Put up to the show that we got ghosts. And when it's after dark, anything goes.
I know it's so low, no one's gotta know.
No one's gotta know.
Knocking at your door, I don't gotta work anymore.
I don't gotta work no more.
You can put your phone down, you're gonna need two hands. You can't get enough, girl, you know I set it up for after dark.
93.7 WBLK. Tide, you're not in the coin storm. Taking you right there with Hollow Notes. Moving you through the storm at what is now 19 minutes after 10 o'clock. Thanks for your phone calls as we get you closer to your requests and dedications. Phone lines are open for you to send the love, your love note dedications at 644-